It's an awesome, awesome healing. And are we on? Okay. And the goal, you use this healing for anybody who has back problems, anybody who has problems with their will, either too willful, excessive, or not enough will. Don't know what to do with my life. Okay? Can't ever seem to make things happen. I'm always stuck. Okay? So you work with them. You work with them to support themselves. Okay, here it is. This is Nancy, who is one of the TAs in the third year, makes beautiful objects. Crystal and feathers and things. And she made this for me because this is what this healing does. What you're going to be doing with their spine, the central column of energy that runs up and down the spine is this beautiful blue sort of flow of energy. Okay. The chakras support the spine by wrapping, so the first chakra creates the spine itself. The second chakra supports you in your life emotionally. You know, so every chakra, every element in the body is being supported emotionally. And then the third chakra supports you in your actions, in your sense of self, in the self-esteem that comes through standing for yourself through the whole energy system. The whole energy system is supported by every one of the chakras. Your strength, your ability to be who you are, is supported by all of your chakras. And they literally, and the spine, is the physical representation of that presence, of that strength. Any chakra, you know, somebody who's got their head forward, fifth chakra, you know, or slumping, you know, with the heart or the third chakra, or bully belly, you know, if they're way out, you know, they're just, you know, these are imbalances in the spine. You know, the spine should be relaxed, flexible, strong, just like their lives. People's lives should be powerful and flexible. Is everybody with me? Okay. So basically what this healing will be doing is, and this is a really great thing because if you have one of these and they mess with you on the table, so when the system is all together, literally what comes out, what comes up through the crown is this beautiful energy of support. The sixth and seventh chakra are what set us apart from the animals. Somebody asked me, what about dogs? Do they have all the chakras? Yeah, they have all the chakras. They just don't use six and seven. They've got a cerebral cortex, like ours, but it never woke up. Ours woke up. The story of the Garden of Eden is when our cerebral cortex created self-reflective consciousness. When we became self-reflective consciousness is when we actually had to realize there's a difference between good and evil. Okay, that's the whole story of the Garden of Eden, is the knowledge of good and evil is that we know the difference now. Now we have to choose. Now life really sucks. When we were animals, we could just kill you because I was hungry. Now I have to decide, is that the right thing to do? Okay? I can't eat my children. I can't, like an alligator, I can't just walk away from my child. Someone said, would you walk away from your child? No. If I were an alligator, I would. If I didn't have a cerebral cortex and a self-reflective consciousness, I might. So animals, especially dogs, are wonderful third chakra creatures. You'll notice all animals have no problem being who they are. Human beings do, because we're trying to figure, it's like, whoa, I could be this, I could be that, I could be, you know, you grow up and you have like a million things you could be. If we taught children and taught adults the profile system, at least you could only have one of five things you could be. Right. Now it's like you literally grow up, and especially with all the information kids have these days of watching the internet, it's like there's no way to figure out who the hell I could ever be. How could I even have a semblance of that? Whereas your dog just wakes up in the morning, it's just like, I'm a dog. Yeah. And that's it. That's the whole realization. And they can't not be themselves. The only times dogs aren't dogs is when humans have beat them and have domesticated it out of them because of their wonderful way of operating around other creatures. So just understand that it would be nice if we were animals, but we're not. Right? Our whole system is designed to be so solidly able to hold the energies of each of the chakras that when the sixth and seventh chakra are open, our life is literally this dream. We dream our life in every moment, and our chakras respond. And we're totally connected at all those levels, and we're fearlessly willing to hold our power in the world, hold our place in the world. Okay? Is everybody with me on that? All right. Any questions so far? The healing is when you have a client face down on the table, you will still do the bow. Oh. Still operating with the bow. The only difference is that this bow comes forward this way slightly. Don't push their head down into the thing. Just lift gently, and you're just gonna give a little bit of traction once again at the occiput. Okay. It starts with you will also release the back of the knees unless they're pregnant. Always check and see if they're pregnant. Same as a regular chakra balance. The basic setup is the same. And then you're going to do a chakra balancing through the second chakra. You can go a little longer than this, but I'm just... And I want you to recognize that you can do a chakra balance when they're laying on their front, on their stomach. There's no reason you can't. If somebody for some reason or the other can't lay on their back, you can always do the... You can do it on their side. You can do it on their... you can do it on their stomach. You can work your way up through the system. So we're going into the first chakra. And then we're going into the second chakra. So we're just bringing the lower half of the body up. We're building the foundation, the basic foundation, first and second chakra. Now, we start the healing with a massage, finding their spine and just gently massaging up along the spine. So any tightness in the spine, if you notice anything in there, just move that around. We are not massage therapists. You're at no point should you be assessing their spine or their scoliosis or anything like that. All you're doing is loosening up the muscles around the spine, because wherever their spine is energetically out of whack, it may be subluxated. We don't have any chiropractors this year. First year we haven't had a chiropractor in a while. But that will create, there's like a tension around, they'll have tenseness around that. Wherever there's too much energy or too little energy, the muscles get tense.
Do you want to talk about
Fortinet? Yes, I will in a second, yes.
You could talk about Fortinet while you're massaging.
Okay. So, Tony, we'll give her a little extra moves here. All right. In healing work, this is not for this healing, it's for all healings. Incredibly careful not to force anything. Okay? That means if you're doing a chakra balance or you're doing what we're going to be doing right now, which is sending spirals of light up through the system.
Or a massage.
or the massage. Well, they're not going to resist, they can't energetically resist the massage. But if you're holding an energy system and you're realizing, hey, that's not taking any energy, you never, ever want to push. Come on! You know, and energetically force them to take it. Right? Everybody here has had some type of invasion, whether it be physical abuse, sexual abuse. There are many types of invasion. Carolyn May says that everybody in the world has been raped and incested, energetically, if not physically, in some way, shape, or form. Your job as a healer is to be gentle and powerful at the same time.
How do you know if there's resistance?
When you hit a chakra that's projecting, it'll literally push your hand back. And if you've got enough will, in the way you heal, you're going to be going, get back in there. And it will feel, for a person who knows what invasion feels like energetically, it will feel horrible. They will feel terrible, and they won't know what to do because they're theoretically surrendering to you as a healer. So it's the healer's responsibility, never, ever force. Remember when we practiced the different, and you want to keep practicing these things, there's holding, there's sending, there's releasing, okay, and then there's blocking. When you run into a chakra that doesn't seem to want anything, you just hold. And if it decides at some point that it trusts you and it's going to let you in, it will. If not, you move on. It's totally fine. Maybe working through an upper chakra will fill that one. But direct connection and application to the second chakra may not be something that they can handle with another human being right now. When you get up to the heart and it starts filling, you might start noticing when you get to the heart and they're receiving energy there, the second chakra may come back. Okay? So just as healers, I don't think we've covered this directly. Your role is not to do a healing on people. That's the illusion of healing. That's built into the word. It's a very misnomer. Healers don't heal. Healers create a powerful environment where the person can heal themselves. They do it in very specific ways that they have to manage their energy field so that the environment is just right for that person to come back into their power. But with anybody who's had invasion techniques, any forceful kind of going, all right, first chakra, second chakra, let's go. Come on, Tony, what's the matter with you? You know, and you'll see healers and they're going, come on, come on, come on, you know. And they'll start massaging, you know, and they'll do this, and they'll be, okay, let's go, you know, and they're trying to force in energy, okay? Now, with Tony, I'd actually do that, okay? Because I know she likes that. All right, but that would be something you would have to really know about a person, where they are around touch, around that, and if you don't know the person and their history around invasion, you honor this sacred contract you have with them to just allow what they are willing to let in. The more you do that, the more they'll learn to trust, the easier they will learn to receive. They will work through that issue without having to go through 20 years of psychotherapy because they've learned how to receive energetically, and now there's no longer this belief system around you can't let in. You have a question? Allow, yes. Yep, allow, sorry. Yes, allow.
When you're done, do you tell them that they didn't let it in, or?
No. No. Good question. No, the question was, when you're done, do you tell them how fucked up they are? is that what she said? Isn't that what she said? Because remember, somebody with a... When you point out somebody's wound to them... They already think they're broken. It's never the healer's job to point out your wounds. How many healers have you gone to? It's like, oh man, your second chakra, whoa, is that a problem? How's that making you feel with your second chakra issues?
Rotten.
And that healer did it for black magic reasons because it made them feel good. There was a negative pleasure in saying, I own you. I'm the one who can fix that. You're pretty broken down there. You better come back and see me. You do not ever, you tell them what you found within them that is alive and powerful, and that's it. Do not use black magic on people. Do not for personal reasons, because you could feel it, because you saw that past life, because you saw that thing, because you saw that event in their life that you could see in them as being this terrible thing. That was where it stopped. It was that time when, you know, when your mom took the piece of cake away from you, wasn't it? And you're like, ah, yes, yes. It's like, I knew it, Carrie. I knew that about you. So it's really, you know, healers have to, the integrity, the impeccability of the word is so important for healers. The impeccability of your energy is even more important because they're getting that before you even talk to them. So just be really, really careful, you know, when you're working with people. You do not have to know their sexual history. Nobody likes to be invaded. Nobody likes to be forced. Yes?
I love you very much. I'm going to challenge one statement.
Go ahead.
What do you massage, and everybody likes to be massaged, they do. But you've all met people who want to be in the one fixing it. So even this massage, you can really twink somebody so that they lock their whole back up, which does not serve the healing. Okay? So tune into your own hands and see how your hands can tune into what their body's doing. Okay? Tony does love it. The person on your table may not. And you're too, you know, but I got to get this out of here, may send their whole back into lock. And now what are you doing with the healing? Okay, so tune into your hands as they tune into the back. Thank you.
And with any healing, before you do a healing on somebody, make sure, including the chakra balance, make sure that when they lay on the table, you show them ahead of time where your hands are going to be. If you've got somebody who's never done a healing before, you want to say, okay, you're going to be laying down face down, and I just want you to, I'm going to be putting hands here and here on both legs. Are you okay with that? I'm going to be putting hands here and here. Are you okay with that? All right, I'll be doing your first chakra down here. I'll be touching your leg. That's when I'm doing your first chakra. Second chakra's here. Are these hand positions okay?
Yes.
He's whacking you in the head. Okay. All right. So you can help them, and you can say in this healing, you can say there is a period of time. There's a part of the healing where I'm going to massage your back, and most people are okay if they're told. But if they're expecting a healing, and they're all of a sudden you're doing a back massage, they're thinking, hey, you know, where's this heading?
Happy ending.
All right. Yes. If they're what?
If they're not comfortable with, say, one of the hand positions, what do you do? It's going to mess up the...
Over it. If you're doing it like chakra balance, and someone says, I really don't want you touching down here, that's really uncomfortable for me, you just put your hand over it. The chakras, you know, chakras come all the way out to the edge of the field. All right, you can do the healing up here. It's going to be at a slightly different level, but the whole energy of the second chakra comes all the way up here. The reason we lay hands on is because not only is there a person's face on your wound, there's also a lack of connection in an intimate and powerful way around that face. So what we're doing is we're holding the energy of that power, of that energy in that chakra, and we are touching in a safe way. So we're breaking two of the primary triggers for people, the isolation of being afraid of it, okay, and a human being. So when people really have an issue over a chakra, over, or saying, I can't, you know, I don't want you there, you can just put your hand up here. You know, just don't, I don't want you to touch the inside of my legs, that's fine. But let them know, and let them know that's totally fine. We can do these healings. I could do this healing from over here if you want, okay? I could do it from next door. You know, we don't need to, but the transformation, and you want to let them know, the transformation during healing is the reason that we touch is because we bring you back into your body, and because the being held, the child, the baby needs to be held. The person needs to be held. We have the exact same need to be held and nurtured as when we were born, the day we were born. We have no difference. Our body is no different right now energetically than it was then. It, the same need needs to be there. So touching, holding in a warm way. Okay, we need to get on with the healing. So we've done the through the second chakra. We've done our massage, right, Tony? We did enough of that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, just make sure I'm staying on track. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to charge up the, right? Is it, right? Melinda, you want to read it?
Yeah, I'll read it.
Are we charging or are we clearing first?
The bright clear blue energy to now flow out of the hands.
Fill your field with bright orange red.
Okay, so I'm bringing the grounding all the way up to the second. Go ahead. You want some glasses?
Hold hands over the back of the second chakra and fill the second chakra with grounded orange and red energy until thinking it is full.
Okay, so we start with filling. So what we're going to be doing is we're building our base. We did the second chakra up to here. We massaged. We were loosening things up. Now what we're going to do is we're going to fill the second chakra. So I'm bringing up the orange and red energy, the lower two chakras, the groundedness, where the spine is going to seat. Okay, without a solid foundation, without a pelvis and grounding and the spiritual and physical grounding position, the spine doesn't have any place to seat. So we seat that in a powerful place. Okay, so we're going to build that up. We're going to be sending the bright orange and red energy. Go ahead.
Allow bright, clear blue energy to now flow out of your hands and up the spine, like the spine is a tube running up through the head and out the crown. Begin sending the blue energy by angling your hands toward the head over the sacrum. Once the blue energy has reached the crown, clear the excess energy by sweeping up the spine and slowly guiding the blue light through and out the top of their head.
Okay, hold. So visualize that in the core of Tony's body is a column of blue light that all the chakras attach into. They attach into it, the front and the back aspects of the chakra. So right here, all these chakras are coming off the central column of energy. They are also supporting the column of energy, supporting the life purpose, supporting the physical life purpose of being here and being present by supporting the spine itself and creating a strong foundation. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm turning my hands. So here I'm filling with the grounded energy, and then what I'm going to do is before we start, we don't want to have any clogs in the line. So we're going to send the blue energy, so visualize sky blue, and it's going to be moving through the tube all the way out, and the tube comes all the way out the top of the head. If there's any areas where it slows down or is a little clogged, just don't force it, just allow it to go through. Once it's all the way through, you're going to sweep it through, and then you're going to do it again. So you do this at least twice. Go ahead.
Once the spine is clear, cup your hands at the base of the lumbar spine and at the occipital joint like you are gently going to lift the person by their spine. Hold your body full in the first chakra and your auric field full of red. Call in your healing guides to help you at this point. You want to send a filament of red, light, spiraling up the spine, strengthening it and giving it structure and the ability to support the first chakra.
Okay. So picture that what you're going to do with the spine is this. Your hands are going to go down into the body and hold like this. Okay? And out of your fingertips are going to flow these red, orange, green, blue spirals of energy. And for those of you that don't see, this is one of the great first steps in seeing, because you will see this. You will experience this at some level. Something will tell you that something's going on. It's moving faster, it's moving slower. It's, you know, there's going to be something happening. You may see the color, you may just feel sort of a speed. So what I'm doing is I'm allowing my hands to sink in Tony's body and visualizing that there's sort of like a column that's going to be spinning around her spine, around that central column of energy. I start with, from down below, I start with a thread of red energy. Okay, and you want to be really clear about what, you know, the red energy. It's like, for me, it's like fire truck red. It's like this raw, you know, rich blood red solid energy. So it's like, for me, it's like it's a thread that's almost made out of liquid metal. Very, very hard, very, for the first chakra. And it will often be thick and run and be very slow, just like the first chakra. Okay, as you move up through the chakras, as you move up through the lights, they may go faster and faster because the upper chakras are higher frequency. So we're building a foundation. So what I'm going to do here is I am going to allow the energy to flow up, and it's going to wrap all the way around the spine. Comes up to the upper hand, comes back down. Crisscrossing just like that. Back down.
Where was your lower hand?
The lower hand, her sacrum is right here. It's a flat place in the sacrum. Lay your hand on the sacrum. Be very careful. A few inches down could be a little bit of a goose. Okay? So even though Tony would like that too, we're not going there. Ideally, you'd want to sort of get right down and grab a hold of the base of the coccyx, you know, and have your hand around that. But that would be really, you know, that'd be a very different kind of healing. So we're gonna start here and just visualize that your hand isn't sitting on top of the sacrum. It's actually down in the body. Let your hand sink in. You'll feel it sink in. So you're literally, the spine is being held. The sacrum is in the palm of your hand, and you're moving the energy through that. Okay, and the upper hand is here, coming right at the holding, just at the very top of the spine, the first vertebrae. So I'm sending up and down, and then I'm going to be moving orange light. So you go through all of the lights.
Wait. Once the spine is filled with red, move both hands up over the spine and out over the top of the head, clearing out the field.
Right. So after I've done up and down at least twice, depends on how fast it's moving. Sometimes you have to get on with things. You will then, any excess energy that's left over is just going to be sent out over the head and really out this way. When we're clearing the body of energy, there's a couple of moves we're going to be teaching you to clear the energy field. Make sure your hands go all the way over the head. Oftentimes we'll see people and they'll be like, it's like right through the whole system. We want to push it right up through the column. Any excess energy that's in there is going to be moved out at the first level.
Repeat this for all the chakras. Feel the colors come alive in solid form. Fire truck red, first chakra. Orange juice for the second chakra. The sun for the third chakra. Liquid emeralds for the fourth. Sky blue, night sky indigo, starlight white. Each spiral lays into the other, forming a powerful and flexible rainbow of light between heaven and earth.
Okay, so I did the orange. It's very liquid. And each one, just picture that you are literally sewing, that there's a thread of light, of this quality of light, that you are sewing around the spine.
I got a question.
Yeah.
With the first, when we first are clearing with the blue light, like when we're doing the different chakras, yes, like what you're doing right now, you're kind of holding that intention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When we're doing the blue light at the beginning, when we're clearing, are we holding throat chakra intention, or is
mm-hmm.
it just
yep.
No,
that's, yeah, you'll be holding that blue is a clearing, but it's also the sort of like the at the core of that column is that blue light. It's also the fifth chakra is also the template level. It's the blue of the template. It's kind of like an It's hard to describe. It's kind of like the negative of a picture. It's like our body comes down, and the fifth chakra is a very powerful template for how we're going to manifest ourselves. And so that deep manifesting color, that blue light, that sky blue, is actually at the center of the column of energy in the body. Okay. Yeah. As we get,
yes. So each, you're layering each color.
So we keep layering.
Yes.
We don't like just pretend it's brand new when we're on a new color.
Oh yeah. Well, each once the red's there, it's all down, and then you're going to be layering the just like here, you know. So we've layered. If we once it was wrapped with red, up and down, then it goes orange. Up and down, and they support each other.
So the clearing part is any extra to go out.
Any extra,
the
any excess.
The red stays in there. The
right.
Color
yep.
That you just did.
Right. You are, and when they're done, they're going to have a full support of all their chakras. Okay. Now, what will happen is what you might find is that around certain chakras, when it gets up to them, there will be a slowing down. So sometimes the thread will start. And it'll come up, and it'll start going really slow, or it'll sort of get stuck in an area and do some extra wraps because it doesn't really want to move up to the other chakras. Just be patient.
Let it do it.
Bring yourself Encourage. Back into your solidity, and raise your vibration when that happens, because that allows them to come up again to meet you.
No. Once you've done one, you go on to the next one.
Right, but I mean, if you hit one of those slowing down blockages.
No, it'll work through, and you know you're going to hold the intention that you, and ultimately that's why I was saying you can do if a person has so we're up to the fifth chakra now, we're up to the blue. Tony fell asleep on this one. Okay, so it's on its way up. And so on the way up, there was a little sort of slowing down around the third chakra. And on the way down, there's a little slowing a little bit around the heart chakra, okay? And so those two areas in Tony around the heart, around relationship, is where she does a lot of team playing, okay? And so just noticing it, just allowing it to slow down, allowing it that there are areas where that needs extra support in her life gives me, so when she gets off the table, I'm going to talk to her, you know, about, you know, boy, I'd love to see you, you know, take a little more time for you. You know, I'd love to. Some rat bastard makes you work on the weekends. So the best way to do it is not to sort of force it through and try to get it moving up and down. Is let it go up, let it go back down. But then notice the second time you go up with the energy, it's going to go up and it's going to move through that a lot easier. Because what you want is a natural flow of energy up and down. Okay.
While he's doing that, what you may notice is that what you notice on your first person is really kind of cool, and you expect that on your second person, because, you know, we make assumptions. Mm-hmm. Be open. Everybody's system is going to give you something different. I first did the healing on Reese, and I got the coolest clear red suede. That's what wanted to wrap his spine. Another person, I got red light in the shape of jello. So it wrapped that person's spine in jello. So whatever it is that comes to you, that's the interaction between you and the person on the table. So just pay attention to what expectations you have. It may just be clear light. It may for you be a feeling. You may be being the red fire truck, and that's just great clear for you.
And the other thing is, like, can be varying width.
Don't, mm-hmm. just like Melinda said, don't think, oh, I got a quarter inch wrap. That's what I get. No, and then somebody else might be an inch, somebody else might be a thread. So just be open to what.
Whatever the person needs will appear. Okay, so once you've done all seven levels.
Once the wraps have been done, hold the spine, top and bottom, and feel the rainbow of light that now spirals through it at all times, and feel the central current of light flowing easily. To finish, close over the back of the sixth chakra and encase the entire field in gold.
So what you're going to do at the end of this is just honor this power this person has. So often, you know, a client comes in and they have an issue around control or around being weak or not being able to, you know, have no will in their life. And, you know, as a healer, you're going to try to fix it. Just notice that just like when you found your power yesterday with the bowl, that that power exists within you all the time. All you're doing is going to be reminding them of that. You'll feel that raw kind of power within them. And for some people, when you hold it, it'll be like, oh, this person's power is really incredibly playful. Tony's power is unbelievably impish, if you can imagine. Yeah. You know, so to hold Tony's power is to hold like this wriggling kind of problematic, you know, and now as a healer coming off the table, I'm really much more aware of what I want to feel, what she wants to feel in her life. Okay, so that's an important. It's just you're holding just to hold, really honor this person's real strength. And then just like we do the normal close, we're going to be sending through the back of the sixth chakra. Like I said, you can do the entire healing face down. And then you're going to be encasing the whole body with golden light, which we usually do, where we go all the way around, close in front of the second chakra, behind the second chakra, and step out of their field.
Did you do on six of that
part? Yeah, you can do our normal close.
Okay.
Six and seven, sending, closing. Any questions?
Do you have a bowl playing?
I'll be playing, but yeah, there's a bowl, and there'll be a download on Sunday for this specific healing. Yeah.
Oh, she came back.
That was great. Thank you.
this one every healing we teach you takes you deeper. So this one you're gonna they conk out pretty good. So get them on the table. Let's get started.